The sister posed the question that many Muslim boys, they're attracted by the non-Muslim girls, you know, because they don't wear the hijab, etc. So that's the reason that the Muslim women aren't getting married. What about the Muslim girl? Sister, my advice to you is, as a brother of yours, that it is good, alhamdulillah, these type of boys aren't marrying you. And even if they offer to marry you, you should not marry them.
Thank you for the advice.
Because our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you look for a life partner, there are four things in which a person looks for: beauty, wealth, nobility, and virtue. And the best among them is virtue. It's virtue. If you know that the Muslim boy, who's a namesake Muslim, a good Muslim boy will never look at a woman, even if she's not in hijab. These Muslims may be namesake Muslims, as the Quran says. There are lip service Muslim, who say they're Muslim, but they aren't Muslim in the heart. So you as a Muslim, as a good Muslim woman who does the hijab, even if these boys offer to marry you, you should say, my beloved Prophet said, I should marry those men who are virtuous. You are not a virtuous man. You should not marry them. Inshallah, Allah will give you a better match. And regarding that, who will marry the Muslim woman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the provision, alhamdulillah. It is preferable to marry a bit late, though the Prophet said, marry as early as possible. In Sahih Bukhari, volume number 7, chapter number 3, hadith number 4, the Prophet said, O young people, whoever has the means to get married should get married. This situation will never prevent you from getting married. It will only prevent you from getting involved in a person who's wrong. So my advice, sister, is that don't go after such men and don't even desire to marry such men. Inshallah, Allah will give you a better match.